Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, I have Lily Perez here to talk about a fun new upcoming opportunity for not only the youth, but everyone in town to engage with music a little closer. Lily, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Erin. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So talking about in about 2 weeks, we have a great guest organization coming, the Juno Symphony Orchestra coming in. And they're going to be obviously playing in town, but they're also going to be doing some extra engagement with our community beyond just sharing their music with us. How are they going to be integrating with us lowly folks with their beautiful tunes?
Not lowly, but yeah, so the Juno Symphony is coming to Sitka to do a concert at the Performing Arts Center on April 4th. And, you know, they're doing this in partnership with us, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And often when we have musicians come into town, we'll do some sort of outreach event in the schools. Mm-hmm. But this symphony has over 60 members in it. And so I was sort of thinking that this might be an opportunity to go beyond what we usually do in terms of our school outreach and our school events and mm-hmm. try something new, because we'll just have the bandwidth and we'll have the people and the excitement to be able to do that. So I reached out to the public library to see whether they would be interested in doing what's called an instrument petting zoo. And this is a type of outreach event that a lot of orchestras do around the country. So I can't say I came up with it, but basically it's the idea that, like, similarly as you would have in a petting zoo at a zoo, where you're kind of interacting with different animals and kind of learning and engaging your senses and curiosity about, in that case, animals, you can do the same thing with instruments. So what we're going to do is have instruments from the different, a mix of instruments from the different sort of species, so to speak, of instruments that are represented in the symphony, and some musicians who are going to show and tell about their own instruments. And this is going to be at the library on the day of the concert. So Friday, April 4th from 1 to 3.
That's amazing. For someone who hasn't played a string instrument or a woodwind or a brass, mm-hmm. they do look like strange animals. They are very strange amalgamations of wood and metal and who knows what. So mm-hmm. if you haven't had actually the opportunity to get up close and personal with one before, they are kind of odd. So to be able to actually get up close is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be something where, like, you can actually get up and poke it. Mm-hmm. Move it around. Maybe not necessarily play it. I can imagine with a bunch of kids around, maybe not the most hygienic thing to do. But yeah. at least you can get to feel it with your own two hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is, you said it's from 1 to 3 p.m. at the library. Is this like a structured event where it's going to be from 1 to 3 that whole time? Or is this kind of like a petting zoo anywhere else where you can kind of come and go as you please, interact with the quote unquote critters as you're interested in?
It's the latter. So you can drop in and out throughout the hour. And there will be kind of rotating musicians there doing, showing and telling their instruments. So staying for longer, you might see different type of instruments come in and out, but you're welcome to spend as much or as little time as you'd like.
So is there a recommended, age for coming in for this instrument petting zoo? Is this geared towards just younger kids, older kids, or is this really anyone who's interested?
This is for all ages. I mean, I think it certainly for younger kids, where maybe this is their first time kind of touching and experimenting with instruments and music, and this is kind of a new thing they're learning about, this could be a really good match for that age group. Mm-hmm. But anyone is welcome to come see and learn. And if they want to extend their learning, they could come to the concert on the night of.
Yeah,
that'll be a cool opportunity as well.
See these instruments actually in action. Because mm-hmm. You're saying, yeah, this is an over 60 member ensemble.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think something that I wanted to emphasize is that this is the first time that the symphony has come to Sitka in over 10 years. So it's a really, really special opportunity. The music they're going to be playing is kind of some greatest hits of classical music. I'll just leave it at that. So there's going to be stuff that you'll recognize. And for students who are in the music programs at our schools or who might be getting into that soon, this could be the first time that they see a professional musician playing their instrument. Mm-hmm. And so just being able to see that would be great. But I think events like this and events like the ones that we're going to have in the schools are going to further break down that barrier and make it an even more hopefully profound and hopefully inspiring learning experience for students, or at the very least exposing them to something new.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be daunting to, you know, step into something that new and different. Mm-hmm. But if you, like you said, if you take down one more barrier, at least if you've had a chance to actually touch it, feel it, understand this instrument, mm-hmm. it's just another tool you can use to be creative. It's not mm-hmm. it's not that scary.
Yeah.
And to have a full symphony orchestra to experience that sort of musical experience is pretty awesome. Like, we are so blessed mm-hmm. in Sitka to have these smaller chamber ensembles to come through. But to have that full wall of sound of a whole symphony is pretty awesome to experience. So that will be a great thing for folks to have, see that intimate experience of the petting zoo, of getting to, like, see, okay, each and every little component that
it's
goes into
see
the big
up close.
Yeah. And then to go see the performance actually live and see, oh my gosh, I got to touch one of those. I got to see what that little component is and what mm-hmm. they make into the grander scheme of things. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So beyond just going to the Sitka Public Library from 1 to 3 p.m. on the 4th, what are the other, you said there's other going to be some other outreach mm-hmm. that the orchestra is going to be doing in town. So for students, what are the other things that they'll be doing interacting with the learning groups in town?
Yeah. So something to look forward to we're doing a sort of open rehearsal in the morning, which is something that we did for our holiday brass concert as well. I think that's really cool. I mean, I also dropped into the open rehearsal just for my own education, I guess, out of my own curiosity. And it's where you can see sort of pieces being performed, but also workshopped and sort of fine-tuned. It's sort of like a peek behind the curtain of how the pieces get put together, mm-hmm. What the rehearsal process is for a professional ensemble like this. So that's going to be on Friday morning, and we have a couple groups that are going to be coming to that. And then we're also going to be doing a special student assembly performance that morning that will be kind of a more structured preview performance of the songs that are going to be played later that night. So that's one of a couple of things that we're doing. And then we're also going to have some musicians going out to the schools to either shadow a student who's playing the same instrument as them, or I guess the student will kind of shadow them, or present about their pieces, or present some music, or present some more about their instruments to students in the schools.
Excellent. And as you were saying, with so much people power, with such a large ensemble, you've got a lot of creative energy that can be spread around town. And mm-hmm. we're so lucky we can able to tap into that. And this new opportunity for folks in town to take advantage of is pretty awesome. So thank you for coordinating that, the instrument petting zoo and the show and tell. So not only getting to see up close and personal some of these instruments that mm-hmm. a lot of us, if you didn't have the opportunity to learn one of these instruments or engage with them growing up, as we were saying earlier, the opportunity to actually physically engage with these instruments as you get older, the opportunity has really become more and more limited. So this is a great opportunity for kids of all ages to get to experience that and then hear from the musicians themselves during this time. So that is 1 to 3 p.m. on Friday, April 4th at the Sitka Public Library. And then we'll have more details to come for the performance itself.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Lily Perez from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, thank you for coming in this morning and for bringing this creative idea of the instrument petting zoo to Sitka and getting us more opportunities to engage with the Juno Symphony Orchestra coming in on April 4th.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.